You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yeah, hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and for the Thursday edition, I am joined by Andrew Mount. Andrew, always a pleasure to see you. How's fatherhood treating you?
Yeah, not so bad, thanks, Bobby, but I believe you've had some tricky times on that front recently with your little lad having to go to hospital.
Yeah, trip to A&E for me yesterday afternoon with him after swallowing a Chupa Chups lolly and the stick as well. Fortunately, though, he does seem to be okay.
I'm glad he's okay, but that takes some doing.
So yeah, he's obviously inherited his big mouth from me, some may say.
I was going to say, I bet he couldn't do that again if he tried, but I don't want to repeat that.
Just before we look ahead to tomorrow with your selections, we'll just have a recap on what we saw yesterday, and Kalooney getting off the mark over hurdles, and that was at Bangor on Dee.
Yeah, no, Kalooney has gone off a short price yet again. He was 1-3 favourite yesterday, only won by half a length from Pink Legend, keeping on in workmanlike fashion according to the Racing Post, and was beaten at odds of 1-2 on his previous start at Plumpton. But I think there could be plenty more to come from this Ollie Murphy-trained and JP McManus-owned hurdler. He's only a 5-year-old, the son of Yates, and I think when he goes in a big field off a strong pace in handicap company, he'll probably find that kind of test more to his liking. So he could yet sort of turn up in a big race in the spring. If not Cheltenham, perhaps at Aintree. Mm. He showed his liking for a sharp track by winning at Bangor. So, yeah, definitely one to keep an eye on, I think. And I don't think we've seen the best of him yet.
Sticking with Cheltenham, at the time of the recording, they're saying that potentially Sam Crowe could miss the Cheltenham Festival this year, which is a bit of a shame, because at one point we were saying that Sam Crowe was the... You know, it was going to be Bouvardet versus Sam Crowe, and it was mouth-watering at the fact that these two clashing once upon a time. Of course, they did meet in the fighting fifth, don't get me wrong, but, you know, to meet on the world stage, if you like, people were very excited about the prospect of this.
Well, absolutely, and there was much debate over the summer whether Sam Crowe should stay over hurdles or go over fences. The Connections opted for the hurdling route. He was anti-post favourite for the champion hurdle, but, of course, he was beaten at odds of 4-9 by Bedrock on his comeback over 2 miles on good ground at Down Royal, and everyone expected him to improve on that when he ran in the fighting fifth, but he found Bouvardet 8 lengths too good, and then another short price defeat behind Charger at Leopardstown in Grade 1 company last time, finishing fifth of the 6 runners. So if you include his final start last year when falling at Punchestown, that's 4 beaten favourite efforts from his last 4 starts. He's looked a bit of a slow old boat on occasions, very unlike what we saw last season, so it's a watching brief wherever he turns up next, but it looks like that won't be Cheltenham.
No, very much agree. Do you think he'll become a good chaser? Initial thoughts, what we've seen this year?
I think the jury's got to be out at the moment, and just hope he comes back safe and sound and shows us his old sparkle later this season.
And on Wednesday it was announced that there are currently 43 entries for the Cheltenham Gold Cup, which includes Native River, who won the race 12 months ago, Presenting Percy as well, as being victorious at the previous two Cheltenham festivals, and Clandazobo, who was victorious in the King George on Boxing Day.
Yeah, another cracking renewal, as you'd expect. last year's winner, Native River, ran a really nice race in the King George because he hated going right-handed, jumped out to his left, finished third in that race. And I don't think Clandazobo got the plaudits he deserved for that King George victory. He's still only a seven-year-old, and he's had very few opportunities over trips of 3 miles or further. finishing third to Might Bite at Aintree last spring, then running fourth to Bristol Domay at Haydock in the Betfair Chase, doing second best of those to come from off the pace, and then, of course, winning at Kempton. So I think there's definitely improvement in the locker for Clan des Oboe, and I think at the current prices, I'd rather side with him at 8-1 than presenting Percy, yet to be out this season at 4-1, or Native River at 5-1.
And that's the thoughts there of Andrew for the Cheltenham Gold Cup, currently priced up Clan des Oboe 8-1 with us here at William Hill to win the Cheltenham Gold Cup 2019. Now, ahead of racing on Thursday afternoon, Andrew, what are your two selections, please?
Right, I think I'm going to kick off with...
All weather?
Surprisingly, I'm going to Leicester for one of them. And actually, let's go there first. There's a lot of fast ground around for most of the jumps meetings at the moment. So we're recording this on Wednesday when both Doncaster and Taunton are on the fast side of good. And the race I'm going to look at is the 145 at Leicester, which is a forerunner mare's listed race. Now, Leicester's going descriptions have been very odd this year. So we've got on the chase course, good to firm, good to soft on the flat course crossings. Which is sort of all over the place. So small fields as a result of this uneven ground we've had at Leicester. And I'm going to take on the likely short-priced favourite, Desirable Court, in this. I actually tipped him up when he won a three-runner contest at 8-1 here at Leicester last time out. That was a novice chase. But one of my angles for January is to oppose Dan Skelton-trained runners because Dan Skelton, like his old boss, Paul Nichols, often gives his horses flu jabs over the Christmas period, and sometimes that can knock them out of kilter for January. And if you'd backed all of Dan Skelton's runners in January since the start of 2016, you'd have been well behind. And prior to Wednesday's racing, just 20 winners from 172 runners, 11.6%, minus £86.87 to a £1 level stake at SP. That's a loss of over 50% on turnover. So I'll oppose Desirable Court here and take a chance on Arion, another one who's having his second run after a wind operation, trained by John Flint. I was quite impressed with her runner-up effort at Hereford last time out on that first start after the wind operation, because she was ridden patiently on a track that traditionally favours front runners, and she did well to get within three lengths of first drift. She was 16-1 that day. That was her first start since May, and she should improve for that, and there could well be more to come. So Arion in the 145 at Leicester, a speculative interest.
And your second selection, please.
I will be going to the all-weather for bet number two, and I'm going to go with Tan here, the 225 race. This is a 6-furlong handicap. Now, Tan was a beaten favourite over 5 furlongs here a couple of runs ago. Big gamble that day, went off as 13-8 in a field of 14, plugged on into third. But I think the key to him is the 6-furlong trip. Since joining Mick Appleby, he's only had 4 runs at this distance, 3 wins and a last of 7 at Yarmouth when he blasted off into the headwind and didn't last home. Now, last time out, he was back from 8-9-2 at Lingfield, pinged out of the traps despite being drawn wide, and won very comfortably indeed from good yardstick Highland Acclaim. So although there could be other pace angles in this race like Crossfire, I think Tan can make it 4 from 5 at 6 furlongs for his current yard.
Absolutely fantastic to work alongside you again, Andrew, and thank you very much for your two selections. Shunning to Racing Radio from 12:05 to hear all of Thursday's action right here at William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.